Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The world waiting to see what happens next following Israel's strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities and top generals. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel had no choice but to act, calling Iran's nuclear program, quote, a clear and present danger.
This operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat.
Iran launching more than 100 drones towards Israel. The IDF saying it has intercepted those drones before reaching Israeli airspace. Israel's defense minister declaring a state of emergency, calling up tens of thousands of troops. Concerns now that the operation overnight could increase chances of all-out war between the countries and expand into a regional conflict.
The leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard and chief of staff of Iran's armed forces both killed. President Trump saying he's hoping for a diplomatic solution to the conflict. Tehran walking away from nuclear talks. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Oshkosh is trying to combat sticker shock of property revaluations by requiring them every 5 years now. Councilmember DJ Nichols.
Take it out of the hands of council to an extent so it doesn't become a political issue. And residents can expect we will be revaluing our properties every 5 years. It's going to be straightforward. They understand how to appeal it. So that's the goal here.
In 2024, the city of Oshkosh revalued commercial and residential property, resulting in homeowners seeing a 53% increase in assessed values of their homes. Councilmember Jacob Flom.
We can remove some of the sticker shock from revaluations while also providing a consistent policy. It gives us flexibility and also gives us some clarity on the costs.
The resolution requiring revaluations every 5 years passed unanimously at the Common Council meeting on June 10th. The next revaluation required by the state of Wisconsin happens in 2025. While Washington, D.C. will see a military parade on Saturday to celebrate the birthday of the U.S. Army and President Donald J. Trump, a truly patriotic and nonpartisan parade honoring the U.S. flag and the Marines and Navy will be held in Appleton. The parade, which brings 50,000 spectators and visitors to the area, features almost 20 musical units, including military bands, high school bands, veteran organizations, and tributes to the armed forces, patriotic floats, and more. The 74th Appleton Flag Day Parade takes to the streets 2 p.m. Saturday, Flag Day, June 14th. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Brewers battle the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers possible today. Our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Few showers again tonight. Low of 52 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Warmer Sunday. Still a few scattered showers with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
Mino and the Mayor.
DeLorean Walls in the house.
Y'all have been such a powerful platform for so many, including myself, that's bringing so much awareness And just because the last couple of times I've been on the show, so many people have been asking, how can we help serve? And if we can get that normal, our community is going to flourish even further.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area, will be here for hour number two.
He has what do you think column. We're going to talk about?
Yeah, he's got a new column in the Recombob area, and it's making some waves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Should Governor Evers run for a third term? We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but Dan Schaefer will be joining us after the 10 o'clock news. We will talk about his latest column. If you don't subscribe, I highly encourage you to do so. Mm-hmm. It's really pretty inexpensive.
It's very expensive, and you're getting multi-award-winning journalism, opinion columns. It's great.
It is great.
Like I've said before, if they never won an award before this year, they'd still be a multi-award because they won like four or five this year.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Yeah. So, yep, Dan Schaefer joining us in hour number two. Also in hour number two, as we tend to do after the 10:30 news.
It's a good rhyme.
We like to do a little audio sorbet segment. Ooh. It's what we call it anyway. It's a chance to get away from the news and take a breath and just talk about the sillier things.
Yeah.
Lighter things. Mm-hmm. Whether or not this is going to be light or not, because you and Calvin got into it pretty good, last week? I think we were talking about this off the air. Yeah. Today's audio sorbet will be day versus night weddings.
Yeah.
When should we be celebrating weddings?
Yeah.
Daytime only, according to one person that's sitting across from me, or at nighttime, according to the person sitting in the producer's booth. Day versus night weddings, that's audio sorbet after 10:30, and we'll wrap up the show as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing around 10:51. Today it's the You Dirty Rat edition. Stay tuned for that. There's a visual element as well. Today is the final day of our statewide Text to Win Scani Summer Contest. So be listening after 11 o'clock for the keyword that you want to text in via the Civic Media app. And then you'll be in the running either for a hot $100 cash, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and then everyone who enters in the drawing for one of two grand prize trips, either a getaway to Door County or Baraboo, and gas money to get you there. 11 o'clock, 2 yes. o'clock. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Your last shots today. This is the last day of the contest. You could be a winner, just like Rhonda in Madison, listening on WMDX. Dave, who is streaming on WRJN here in Racine. And Colleen, also a winner, listening on WPFP.
Ooh.
So be ready for that keyword coming up after 11 o'clock. Listen for our voices.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the Tom Hartman Show. Statewide. Text to win. Scani Summer contest.
And then when that all wraps up, we're going to go back to free ticket Fridays. So don't go anywhere.
With Brewers tickets. Exactly. And those are four packs. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, this we did want to start off with this because, wow, this is quite a reversal. Donald Trump yesterday in a press conference, our president said this, quote, "Our great farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good longtime workers away from them, with those jobs being almost impossible to replace. In many cases, the criminals allowed into our country by the very stupid Biden administration are applying for those jobs. This is not good. We must protect our farmers, but get the criminals out of the USA. Changes are coming." Okay. Obviously, we're talking about the immigration crackdown, mass deportations now.
Yep,
that's what he campaigned on. They had big signs at the nomination here in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Mass deportations now.
They wanted to get rid of all the criminals, get rid of all the murders, get rid of all the what you think immigrants are when... Yes, get rid of the criminals. Fine. No one is against that. If they're... Get rid of them. Cool. But the problem is that people who are here legally, people who have done the work... People who have done it.
And are even people who are currently in the process of applying for permanent status. They're showing up at their court hearings in some instances.
Yeah.
The judge is dismissing the case. They walk outside and they get arrested.
I mean,
they are trying to use the process that we have in place.
Yeah. We've said this before, and the battle cry from the right has always been, well, if you just did it the right way, if you just did it the legal way, people are.
Yes.
I'm thinking actually of like the students who are here on student visas who all of a sudden had their visas pulled for no reason. There's no explanation. The universities couldn't tell these. I have a friend who's here on a student visa getting their PhD. And the look on her face when I saw her the day after was white as a sheet.
I bet.
Because she had no idea what was going on. The university couldn't tell her anything. She was getting no answers from the government. But she's here legally. She's got a visa. She's paying all the taxes she needs. She's doing exactly what you said they need to do. And they're still getting rid of these individuals. People who are protected by the courts. People who they now want to throw... They want to throw immigrants from Britain and France into Guantanamo Bay. So how are they going to make that distinction? What are they going to do?
Well, and that's the big concern is that these arrests seem to be happening pretty willy-nilly with a lack of evidence, say, that the people that they're grabbing are criminals.
Yeah.
And what really amazes me about all of this, Project 2025 and the Trump people have been working on this for more than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the mass deportations now, they've been working on this for a long time. This was a pillar of the campaign.
Well, yeah.
It never crossed anybody's mind that this would have an impact on industries in the United States, like our farmers, like hospitality, like healthcare aides. Nobody, that never came up in 2 years. And I go back to again, does no one in this administration play things out to the end?
No, I don't think they do. Or they just, I believe that they think that the people are going to love it so much or just accept it. And there won't be protests. There won't be blowback. There won't be apparently. And also, it's not been 2 years. I mean, it's part, yes, Project 2025 has laid out the plan. And we've been talking about it since last year. But there's a guy next to Donald Trump who's been talking about this for over a decade. And that is Stephen Miller.
Absolutely.
He goes to bed every night praying to the God of immigration, whatever that may be, saying, please let this plan go through. Because he wants nothing more than I believe a white ethnostate, but whatever. But he wants immigrants out so bad in this country that this has been all he's been working on and just spitting the most vitriolic venom bile at people about immigrants, lying about it, that once now that it is in place, now they've gotten their way, because they're not just getting rid of the criminals, which is, by the way, you would think they would talk about that. They would say, like, hey, we got rid of, like,
absolutely.
Today, where's
your wins? Yeah. Where are the big wins?
Yeah. They think anything's a win until we say, but this person's here legally. Why are you doing this? And then they get all, oh, and now we have President Taco here caving in again, saying, well, the farmers and the
hospitality industry
and the leisure people. If you pick a vegetable and you go to a hotel, we need to make sure. Now you care about farmers? Now you care about these people? What's going on?
Well, and again, I go back to this never crossed anybody's mind when they were talking about mass deportations, that this would affect the economy of America's farmers, America's restaurants. That it's yet another sign to me of the massive incompetence.
Yeah.
Of this administration, to think about ramifications, to think about consequences when you do these things. And it's interesting that you brought up why the administration is not touting all of these horrible criminals that they have been arresting. The Representative Tony Gonzalez, the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Conference, they have numerous Republicans on this panel. They have actually sent a letter to immigration asking for specifics of the 100,000 individuals who have been deported since January. How many are convicted criminals? Please give us a breakdown of their criminal offenses by category. Mm-hmm. Of those 100,000 people, how many are from ICE's docket from last year? Of those 100,000 people, how many have ties to criminal groups, organizations, or gangs like Tren de Agua, which was the Argentinian gang that got referenced so often? What obstacles have you faced in repatriating those individuals? What resources do you require from Congress to improve these actions? What policies from Congress would help you in pursuing convicted criminal aliens? But again, we have Republicans in Congress who are going to immigration saying, where's the proof that of these 100,000 people that have been deported since the beginning of January, that they're criminals?
Show your work. And I don't usually do this, but before the show went on, somebody texted about this topic. I'm assuming that Pat was also discussing this matter. And of all the things they said, one thing that really stuck out to me, they said, why even bother having a process for residency and citizenship at all if this is your opinion being that we as a show or as a network or as the libs think that people should be able to walk in the country and stay forever and that's it. Nope. But that's not the thing. None of us believe you should be able to just walk in the country without going through the process. I mean, I shouldn't say nobody. I personally, I'll speak for myself. If you come to this country and you want to stay, there's a process, and we have a process for residency and citizenship. The problem is, to this person who texted in, is that we're snatching up people who are abiding by that process.
In the midst of the process.
We are arresting and deporting people who are doing exactly what you want them to do, and now that they're gone, you have nothing to say. Well, they must have been a criminal. Well, then show me their rap sheet. Well, they must have done something wrong. Then tell me what that was. But if they're going to court to go in front of an immigration judge to do what they're supposed to do, and it's a trap, then this process was never really – I shouldn't say that. The process is real. Your desire for them to follow the rules, quote unquote, was never real to begin with, because now that they're doing it, you don't even like that, which just says you don't like these people and you don't want them here.
Well, whether or not anything is going to be done about this seems unlikely. Tom Homan, who is the border czar, told the Washington Post he has not discussed with the president any changes to protect farm or hotel workers, and he has not been part of creating any policy to protect certain types of workers. Quote, I have not seen any instruction, anything that changes in the near future.
MyVote.WI.gov. Call up your congressmen and your senators. Tell them how you feel about this. If they think they're doing a good job, whatever. But if you don't, tell them exactly what you're feeling, because if they don't hear from you, they don't know that they might be voting for things you oppose for, especially those guys up north.
Senator Alex Padilla from California in the news will explain why on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
This is David Rucker with Bank First. When planning to buy a home, it's easy to focus on the monthly mortgage payment. Don't forget about other costs such as property taxes, homeowners insurance, maintenance, and utilities. At Bank First, we're not just here to get you a loan. We're here to ensure you're set up for success as a homeowner. Let's build a plan that makes your future comfortable, not stressful. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you been enjoying June Dairy Month? Well, if you haven't had a chance, now's the time to. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Saturday, June 14th, from 10 to 1 p.m., you can bring your family to a free event where you can learn all about the dairy industry. There's going to be a petting zoo with baby cows, and goats, games, bounce houses, and did I mention cheese? Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more about this Leech Amphitheater event.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the Board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor joining us after 10 o'clock. To talk about his latest column, getting some traction, about whether or not Governor Tony Evers should run for a third term as governor in Wisconsin. That's coming up after 10 o'clock. Right now, though, if you joined us at the top of the show, we were talking about President Trump yesterday saying, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize we were snatching people from farms and businesses and hotels with, immigrant workers that they need. Mm-hmm. So he says, we're going to do something about that. Tom Homan, the Border Czar, says, we're not going to do anything about that.
Yeah.
And this goes back to one of my main gripes about this administration is I think they are massively incompetent.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
I think the lack of foresight about what these mass deportations now are going to do to various industries across, this never crossed anybody's mind.
Yeah.
Up to this point. That this might affect some industries in the U.S. is mind-boggling to me.
Well, because every time, they sort of have, if you remember the responses to these questions. I mean, I'm even thinking of someone like Howard Lutnick in front of Congressman Dean, where we were talking about, like, you know, there's always a, we can do it here instead. Get Americans to do it. Build it here. Grow it here.
Right,
manufacture
right.
here.
Right.
Get Americans to work in the
we're
farm.
We're going to make bananas.
Get people to work in the hotels. That's fine. Just do it in America. America, America, America. That's the solve. That's always the solve. It's never, and that is such a brain dead version of isolationism where they think that America is the fix. when
America alone,
when we are a country, when first of all we're a country of immigrants here on very, very not our land. Sorry to get a little political there, but also we are a country built on partnerships. We have never thrived in isolationism. We have thrived in partnerships. And to just say, well, we don't need immigrants here. We'll get young kids to do the work. They're not doing it. We'll get auto workers to build iPhones in America. That's not going to happen. So every time you confront them with logical reasoning, with very simple questions, honestly, like you were reading before, this 100,000, show us how these individuals are criminals.
What are they accused of? What are the crimes? Let's see it. Lay it out.
They're not going to answer. And Howard and Thomas Holman's like, no, we're going to keep going. And
he said, I've heard nothing about this. And again, this just goes back to what I think. I think they are massively incompetent, as evidenced by this from the Washington Post. The Trump administration races to fix a big mistake. Doge fired too many people.
Womp, womp.
Across the government, officials are rehiring federal workers who were forced out or encouraged to resign. The FDA in spring fired almost 50 workers in the Office of Regulatory Policy, only to turn around and order them back into the office in a day.
Yep.
In one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oops. Oops. Who runs a business like this, much less a country?
Jane, you know who runs a business like this? A guy who bankrupted casinos.
Oh, there's that.
You know, that's just what I'll say to that. But, you know, it's the notion of we've lived with this notion. And I think a lot of us have bought it. And I think there are some truths to it, that bureaucracy is slow. It costs a lot of money and government can get nothing done. Well, what we're seeing from Doge, and specifically a person who used to work for Doge coming out and saying it, is that the government actually runs fairly efficient. It's not perfect, but it's not the swampy cesspool that we've been led to believe,
absolutely,
at least for the past 10 years with the whole drain the swamp junk.
This from NPR, former Doge engineer says federal waste and fraud were relatively non-existent.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was working for Doge. Savia Lavingia told NPR, I was personally pretty surprised, actually, at how efficient the government was. He said the overall message at Doge was a vibe of ask for forgiveness, not permission.
And that right there,
Jane? So just go and do it.
Yes. That right there
first
is the answer to the question you've been asking with regard to why did they not have foresight? I don't think they cared about foresight. They wanted forgiveness, because this is also a society that with at least with Trump, when he screws up and he says, well, we'll fix it with the farmers and the hotel people, people are going to say, oh, well then, okay, cool.
Now it's done.
So all they do is ask for forgiveness.
Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Gene, we got about 90 seconds before we got to go to the news. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
I just want to remind people that Trump hired these kind of people the first time he was in. They hired Carl Icahn, who is a corporate raider who almost shut down Uniroyal for the workers' pensions years ago. And I saw him in that office. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bye. Appreciate it, Gene. You cut out there a little bit, but thank you.
Yeah.
Always appreciate from hearing from you. You can always join us as well at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you are watching on the live stream. We have news coming up next, and then when we return, Senator Alex Padilla from California, a little run-in yesterday during a press conference with Kristi Noem. Mm-hmm. We will kick that around on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Officials in Wausau hope DNA science can identify the city's unknown soldier. Joanne Krulatz has details.
The unknown soldier died by suicide in 1930, leaving behind no identifying information, just a note saying he was a World War I veteran. Efforts to identify him went nowhere, and officials buried him with full military honors and a headstone marked unknown soldier. But last week, multiple agencies worked to dig up his remains with great care and respect. They now await DNA analysis to see if a living match can be found, which could lead to identification and closure for his story. Officials say the effort could take months, with the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project assisting the effort.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to block the DNA testing company 23andMe from selling personal genetic data. The lawsuit argues that the highly sensitive genetic information, including biological samples, should not be sold without the consent of consumers who provided the samples. The lawsuit was filed in federal bankruptcy court as another company seeks to buy the struggling 23andMe company. Experts are encouraging consumers to delete their 23andMe accounts before a potential sale. State lawmakers updated Alloway residents last night on the progress towards shuttering the 126-year-old Green Bay Correctional Institution. State Senator Jamie Wall told attendees closing GBCI is in Governor Tony Evers' biennial budget, but the process is stalled as the Joint Finance Committee members have not yet reviewed the corrections portion of that budget. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027 when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few off and on showers possible today. Our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Few showers again tonight. Low of 52 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Warmer Sunday. Still a few scattered showers with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
Mino and the Mayor.
DeLorean Walls in the house.
Y'all have been such a powerful platform for so many, including myself, that's bringing so much awareness. And just because the last couple of times I've been on the show, so many people have been asking, how can we help serve? And if we can get that normal, our community is going to flourish even further.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago, but now I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actress Stephanie Gurno, comedian Steve Hofstetter, and it's a bar band Friday night, so I'm joined by Max Inc. host Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Galby on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Joining us after the 10 o'clock news, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. Dan, out with a new column this week on whether or not Governor Evers here in Wisconsin should run for a third term. Should be a very interesting discussion. You are more than welcome to take part. That is coming up after 10 o'clock. And just a reminder, too, we got some baseball action coming up later on today. The Brewers hosting the Cardinals. Our broadcast starts at 6:35. You can catch the game tonight on terrestrial radio, on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. They have Lumberjacks next month.
They do.
So be listening to the crew host the Cardinals. Our broadcast starts on those stations at 6:35.
Can you hear that, Jane? It's the sound of the Brewers going to second place in the division. Or second place in the in their division. Whoa, that sounds great.
That does sound great.
Oh, that's a wonderful sound. Let's keep it going, boys.
You're very excited about
Very excited.
And Nuke, I'm going to call him Nuke now. The new kid on the mound for the Brewers.
The Miz. That's his nickname. The Miz. Mizorowski.
Nuke is better. He had a good showing, but then they had to pull him out. Mm-hmm. He had a no hitter going.
Yeah, he did. And that's what we always, when there's always a no hitter, we're like, hey, let's stop this.
Yeah, pretty exciting. So go crew, hosting the Cardinals later on today. Our broadcast starts at 6:35. Did want to spend a little time on this, and I'm curious to hear your comments. Again, at 855-752-4842. This from the Washington Post. Democratic senator forcibly removed from DHS news conference as tensions flare. I was scrolling. I was home doing some work yesterday afternoon when this came across. It looked really bad.
Yeah, this was all across the news.
The visual was not good.
No, I mean, visually looks awful. But I think that they don't care, you know.
I'll give you that.
You know, because I mean, we're going to listen to him talk about it. But it was all across the news, and it was everywhere. Every station was carrying it, and it was just this image of a U.S. senator being forcibly
shoved,
and thrown to the ground, and detained, and handcuffed for asking questions. You know, and they're going to paint the narrative. They're going to paint the narrative that he rushed
the podium.
Yeah. There's once again, no proof, none whatsoever.
Well, and after he was cuffed.
Yep.
He met with Kristi Noem for like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And there was also Corey Lewandowski, who was a big part of the first Trump administration, who apparently follows Kristi Noem around like a puppy now. But he was running down the hall saying, do not do this. This is a sitting U.S. senator.
Corey was. Wow.
Yeah.
They're probably going to fire him for having such, you know,
right?
Vision and
We do have a clip from Senator Alex Padilla, again, from California, after yesterday's incident. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
So here's what happened. So I'm in the conference room a couple of doors down waiting this briefing with representatives of Northern Command. We learn almost on the spot that there's this press conference going on down the hall. Now my briefing is delayed because of the folks in that press conference. From the moment I entered the building, I'm being escorted by a member of the National Guard and an FBI agent. I asked, well, since we're waiting, can we go listen in to the press conference? They escort me over to the press conference. They open the door for me. I'm standing in the back, behind the reporters, behind the cameras, just listening in. And at one point, the rhetoric the rhetoric just got to be too much. Not the first time, but the second time the secretary takes it upon herself to say that the Trump administration wants to liberate the people of Los Angeles from the governor and the mayor. It was just too much. And so, yes, I said who I was. I began to ask a question, and it was maybe half a second later before there was multiple agents on me. They shoved me outside. I was trying to both get my question out and not lose my balance. You know, one is telling me, get down on my knees. Another one's pushing me in a different direction. There was no resistance. And to the contrary, I kept asking, why am I being detained? Get down on your knees turns into flat on the floor. I'm trying, but I'm being pushed and pulled in different directions. I'm finally down on the floor. They handcuff me multiple times. Why am I being detained? No response, no response, no response. Finally, minutes later, I guess somebody around the secretary realizes this is the United States Senator. And they come running down the hall and finally say, let him go. Again, the point is, if it can happen to me in that setting, imagine what they're doing to people all around the country. And Aaron, let me also underscore this. Yeah. It's not just about immigrants' rights, which so many peaceful protesters are shouting about in Los Angeles. It's about all of our rights.
It's about all of our rights. That's Senator Alex Padilla speaking to the media after he was at Kristi Noem's press conference yesterday, wanted to ask a question, says he identified himself, at which point, I think they were Homeland Security.
I saw FBI,
or was
too.
It FBI as well? Shoved him out of the room, got him down on the ground, cuffed him.
Yep.
And then, as you just heard, someone apparently said, yeah, don't do that. It's a sitting U.S. senator.
Yeah.
And then he met with Kristi Noem for about 15 minutes, apparently, after this happened. But I think that's a really good point that he makes. If they can treat a sitting U.S. senator like this in public, on camera, what are they doing when they're not in those conditions? Well, how are they treating people when they're not being surveilled?
Well, let's just look at what's been happening. I mean, we see ICE agents walking in unidentified, wearing masks, arresting people willy-nilly, throwing them in jail, deporting them. We see, because the thing, and when I want to believe, and I do believe, that when Senator Padilla says, if this can happen to me as a senator, it can happen to all of us, he's not talking about all of the people who voted for Kamala Harris. He's talking about every citizen in this country.
Absolutely.
And as we have put out many, many times on this show, there comes a time when you're not good enough for them, when you are just expendable, you're not patriotic enough.
They'll you're not come, loyal enough.
They'll come knocking on your door. And you will not have the luxury of someone standing over you going, don't do this. They are a U.S. senator or a congressman or a judge. Or, I mean, I see videos of FBI agents undercover getting arrested by cops, and they're saying to them, I'm an FBI agent, and they have to pull the wallet out and get identified. That's after they're in cuffs and they've treated them like garbage. Like, this is happening all the time on the streets. And if it can happen to FBI agents, if it can happen to a U.S. senator, it can happen to any one of us. And there will not be a person shouting, hey, Jane's innocent. She's just here. She was just getting, you know, like,
she was just asking a question.
She was just, or she was just walking down the street and she wanted to get some groceries. Like, it's literally like, we don't have those advocates next to us. And even if we did have someone who says, because we also see videos where people say, hey, they're not involved. They're innocent. They're this, they're that. The authorities don't care.
855-752-4842. Curious to get your reactions to what happened yesterday with California Senator Alex Padilla. Tony on the live stream says, which side likes these optics more? Dems getting to clearly show the overreach of Trump, or does Trump like looking like a strong man? Well, he certainly loves looking like a strong man.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that.
I've seen the AI imagery that's generated that he posts himself. This is all about looking USA strong, beating the chest and being all freedomly freedom. And
I think Senator Padilla brought up a really good point as well, in that Kristi Noem is trying to go in there saying, we are rescuing Los Angeles. The governor, the attorney general, the chief of police, the mayor, none of them have requested this additional help from the federal government. The federal government has decided this is what they're going to do. What happened to states' rights?
Oh, they love states' rights until they don't. Until they don't. I mean, just as a side example, they love the individuality and of the states and the communities and the municipalities too. I've been thinking about Wisconsin here. They love to not be in the way until they want to be in your way. And then they're gonna tell you, well, you need to do this. You need to spend money on this. We're gonna send troops your way because, you know, we don't like these people trying to express themselves, bound by the constitutional rights to do so.
Alex Padilla, again yesterday, taken to the ground.
Yeah,
trying to ask Department of Human Services Kristi Noem a question during a presser. She was holding a presser.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration has encouraged federal authorities to exert power over protesters in L.A. The Trump administration says they're rescuing Los Angeles, even though Los Angeles hasn't asked for a rescue.
Didn't someone use the term liberating? I feel like someone used the term.
I think she said liberating.
Yeah. Kristi Noem did. Steve on the text line says, talk about how Trump is taking us back 100 years, attacking civil rights, stealing from Americans, and doing impeachable things with Doge cuts and breaking the emoluments clause. There needs to be more pressure on these Republicans in Congress. They're actively dismantling the republic. They better get some spine soon, or we, the people, won't have a republic. And there is truth to that. And let's also, I don't want to, this isn't a squirrel. This isn't a distraction, but it sort of is too. People protesting is important. People showing up and assembling and speaking their voices that is protected by this Constitution is important. But the sending of National Guards to Los Angeles, to a small portion of Los Angeles.
A very small portion, actually.
The governor of Texas deploying 5,000 troops throughout the state to protect the way that Florida is talking about this. This is all to distract from the fact that they are gutting Medicaid, gutting Social Security, gutting Medicare, gutting SNAP, taking from us, getting rid of. They're going to raise our taxes like they did, and they're going to walk away with humongous tax breaks. Millionaires and billionaires are going to do that. They're doing this. They're doing all of this stuff and saying it's about America while they are stealing from your pockets, your children's pockets, your grandchildren's pockets. That's the important part to remember, too.
And we have a comment on the live stream that seems to go along with what you're saying. D.D. Coogie says this is a huge problem. I think Trump just wants to get his big, disgusting bill passed in the Senate.
Yep.
This will allow him to get away with all of the stuff he is pushing on U.S. immigrants. He will go after U.S. citizens next.
Absolutely. Yes. And oh, my God. I apologize for my spiciness right now because I feel like I'm one step away from tinfoil hatting this thing. But the way they are leading this game right now, that is what it feels like, because they are slowly gutting freedoms that we never messed with even 10 years ago.
Well, and we don't have time to get into this. We'll probably do it next week. The whole masking issue.
Yeah.
Now they're saying protesters cannot wear masks, but ICE is perfectly justified in being masked. Mm-hmm. So are we teaching our little kids now that if a white unmarked van drives up and someone in a mask and a flannel shirt says, I'm with the federal government, get in my van. Is that what we're teaching kids now?
Well, I mean, we're certainly not teaching them accountability. That's for sure. Because when we ask these questions, Jane, why are you masked? Why aren't you identifying? We get no answer. We're told to shut up. And this is what we do. And this is how we work. No, that's not how this works, because there'll be no one left.
You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, "Where are the bodies?" We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, "We need some guys to go back and get them." I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies. And I'm like, Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck? He said, no, because they would just blow it up and we can't afford to lose that truck. I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me, and we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Looking to buy or sell your home? You need more than just an agent. You need a partner. I'm Haley Newens with BHHS Water City Realty, your go-to gal for all things real estate. I'm a relationship-based gal, meaning I focus on you, your goals, your needs, your future. And that means a smoother transaction and more money in your pocket. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Call or text me at 920-410-0296. Because with me, you're not just another deal. You're a priority.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter Friday. That means Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area. He is going to be in studio with us after the 10 o'clock news to talk about his latest column, getting some attention, talking about whether or not Governor Tony Evers should run for a third term here in Wisconsin. So I hope you can stick around for that when Dan joins us. Also, a reminder, today is our last day for the statewide Text to Win Scani Summer Contest. After 11 o'clock, listen for the keyword. You want to text it in using the Civic Media app. Up for grabs, either $100 in hot cash. Or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. And then everyone is in the running for one of two grand prizes, either a getaway to Door County or Baraboo, and gas money to get you there. So be listening after 11 o'clock for that keyword and get ready to text in and win, just like Cheryl and Muscadet. Listening on WRCO.
A lot of winners in Muscadet.
Yes.
It's a hotbed of winners.
And also Park Falls, too.
Yeah.
Lots of winners in Park Falls. And Chris from Edgerton, listening on WMDX. Congratulations. You could be a winner as well. Be ready after 11 o'clock. Going to spend just a little bit of time on this before we go to the news. And we did spend a little time on it yesterday, but it still makes me laugh. Republicans... This is the headline from MSNBC. Republicans struggle to defend Trump's parade as tanks roll in to D.C. Many GOP officials appear to have no idea what to say about the president's parade, and some won't be there either. Most of the Republicans in Congress are not going to his big ego parade tomorrow.
His birthday party. He's throwing himself a birthday party.
Yeah, a birthday party, which just happens to coincide with the 250th birthday of the Army. Yeah. We pointed this out before. The Navy's got their 250th anniversary coming up in fall. So do the Marines.
Marines are turning 227 this year.
I have not seen anything about birthday parties planned for them. Just this one.
Yeah.
Which coincides with the president's 79th birthday.
Is he only 79? I thought he was turning like 200. God, he seems so old. Yeah. I mean, I am really surprised that they're not being told they have to attend or else.
I am too.
But it really, there's also no like real good reasons either. Like, I got to catch up on the show Poker Face. I got Peacock for the 7-day trial and I can only get, so I can't.
Don't you wonder what their excuses were though?
Oh my gosh.
You know, I mean, Glenn Grothman, you're too busy.
There's a pancake breakfast that needs to be pancaked. Derek Van Orden has kids he has to yell at.
Derek Van Orden, of all people, you would think would be there.
He's too busy keeping us up to speed on what's going overseas in Israel and Iran. He's
all over that.
Ooh, there's tweeting about. It's like so hot and fresh. It's like just smoke coming off that phone.
But you may want to call your local Republican representative.
How would they do that?
You go to myvote.wi.gov.
Nice.
Ask him, gosh, if we're going to shell out at least $45 million for this vanity exercise tomorrow, you'd think they'd have the courtesy to show up.
Yeah.
Even Ron Johnson, Wisconsin senior senator, said, well, you know, it's their 250th birthday. I guess it's kind of a splurge. Ask our Republican representatives about this little $45 million splurge.
Yeah.
When we're talking about kicking people off Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act, and we can't afford to feed kids, so we got to cut SNAP. But $45 million for this is a good use of American money.
Do you know, I would say this, if they were saying, we're going to throw a parade on Saturday, it's going to cost $45 million because we're going to announce that day that we're going to spend $10 billion over 10 years to help veterans, I'd be like, all right. Let's celebrate that.
Yeah. Wouldn't that $45 million be better spent actually doing something directly for our veterans?
Absolutely. Because something is better than nothing. And that's exactly what they're doing for them. And not only that, they're making it worse by gutting access to the VA. I mean, I've heard, Derek Van Orden said he looks forward to the cuts proposed to the VA. I don't know whether it's cutting it completely or just the cuts, but he said to someone in a hearing that he looks forward to the cuts. Now, just because you're a vet doesn't mean that you automatically love the VA. I know vets
The VA is not perfect.
No, it's not. But I think the reason why it's not perfect is because we don't properly invest in it. So, yeah, $45 million on Saturday to watch the troops march up and down the street.
And rip up the streets of D.C.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I want 3 months. I want a report showing how much it actually costs.
It's going to be more than $45 million. Yeah. John from Oshkosh listening at WISS says, so much for the appropriation of government spending. Who approved this? Good question, John. Mm-hmm. That's a very valid question. And I think the one big takeaway from this is that the major networks are not carrying this.
Nope. Not even Fox.
Not even Fox.
Not even Fox, the network. Not the news. I'm sure the news station will have it in Fox News, but Fox itself as a network will not have it. And I want to make a point on this, too. This is something he wanted to do in his first term.
Yes.
And if you want an example on how there are no guardrails, it's this right here. Because when he got in office the first time, the generals, the military, the Pentagon said, no, we're not doing this. This is a waste of resources, a waste of time. No. Now it's happening because there are no guardrails. The generals are silent because they're afraid for their jobs.
Or they removed them already.
Exactly. So, yeah, this is a perfect example on why guardrails and checks and balances matter.
And I think there's going to be a whole lot more attention tomorrow on all of the other protests that are happening around the country as opposed to what's going to be rolling down the streets in D.C.
And there's a 45% chance of rain in D.C.
Oh, that would be a real shame. News is coming up next, and then Dan Schaefer will be here to help us recombobulate. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. IDF spokesman Effie Defen says Israel had no choice but to strike Iran and strike hard this week.
We cannot allow the Iranian regime to obtain a nuclear weapon that would be a danger to Israel and the entire world.
President Trump telling ABC's Jonathan Carl he thinks Iran will return to the negotiating committee on nuclear proliferation.
He is still insisting that the solution here is a diplomatic one. He was on Truth Social earlier this morning saying Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left and save what was once known as the Iranian Empire. No more death, no more destruction.
Talks between the U.S. and Iran, scheduled for Sunday, will continue, even though Tehran says it has no intention of participating. After the initial Israeli strikes hitting nuclear facilities and top generals, Iran struck back, firing at least 100 drones into Israel. This is ABC News.